Hello.
Hey.
You're listening to Peninsula Obscura. I'm Karina Kolb.
And I'm Rachel Peacock.
This is a podcast about the strange and unusual state of Florida.
We'll talk about Florida's weird history,
paranormal activity,
and of course, true crime.
Each week, one of us researches a topic, and then we talk about it in depth.
Let's dive in. Hello.
Hi. Welcome back to Peninsula Obscura. I hope you all had a great Memorial Day weekend and you didn't
go places where there's a bunch of people and you socially distance properly, even though, even though everybody wants to party.
Even though it's hard, it's still worth it. It's still necessary.
Take a little break.
Take a little break, please.
I think I'm going to work on my yard a little bit. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't have a yard.
I have a little yard. Little shared yard with my neighbors. So.
Nice. Cute.
There's a bunch of...
Make a little garden.
Yeah, I have... I mean, I got my... My tomatoes growing.
Tomatoes,
but,
of course.
But tomatoes. Yeah, I have the need for getting some more things, so I might safely venture to go get some more things. We'll see. I need bigger pots for my plants, and I would love to get more plants, just because plants. But yeah.
It's a good time to plant right now.
Yes, indeed. I got too many ant piles, so I need to get something about that. Well, speaking of bad things, ants.
Oh.
That kind of helps us segue into the kind of part two of our little episode 30 celebration.
So this is episode 30 part two, not episode 31.
Yes.
Not to be confused with that, but we're keeping it as episode 30.
Yeah.
Because it's still episode... We basically did not expect part one to go for an hour, so now we're splitting it up for you because we didn't have time.
And we want to make sure you hear all of our little tidbits about Florida, and the best part comes... Well, I mean, it was great to talk about all the good things, but this episode we're talking about... The negs, like the negative.
I was thinking, you know, when you listen to this episode, we could put on our Instagram story. We'll probably put like, what do you love about Florida? What do you hate about Florida?
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram. If you don't, go ahead and follow us. And then people can answer us.
Yeah.
Tell us what you love. Tell us what you hate. Go check out our Instagram story, and then maybe next episode we'll read it if it's funny.
Yes, we can we can collectively join hands as Floridians and talk about, not necessarily joining, digitally. joining hands. We're socially distancing, but being together in our love and hatred for Florida. Ah, Florida.
Florida, what a mixed bag. What a complicated state.
Yes.
Well, since you went first last episode, I feel like I should go first this episode.
Okay.
With the list, because I feel, you know, that's the right thing to do.
Yes. So, the 15 worst Florida things, here's Karina.
My very first thing on the list is mosquitoes, because we know they're a problem, clearly. I talked about it a little bit in the love bug episode.
Oh yeah.
They're a huge problem, and they carry diseases, and the state of Florida is constantly trying to find a way to manage the mosquito population, spraying all kinds of pesticides, you know. Keeping, educating people about not leaving out
water,
stagnant ponds for them to populate in. And I have a particular hatred towards mosquitoes because I'm one of those people, like, people always are like, oh, you must have sweet blood.
Yeah.
You must be so sweet. Because I'm like.
Yeah, I feel
that. Fucking magnet. I'm a fucking magnet. I think part of it is just that I am like, I have like sensitive skin, or I'm like slightly allergic to most bugs. So like even a flea is going to like irritate me to a high degree. So mosquito bites are like awful for me. And they just, oh, they are fucking awful. And I hate them. I also hate fleas and fire ants. Yes. Just anything that can bite me because it fucks me up.
Yeah, we've got a lot of bugs that like to test us in Florida. Yeah. And mosquitoes are definitely number one on the hate list because they're bloody little bastards. And it's the worst when that you're like in the car and they get in your car with you.
Oh, that's a nightmare, yes.
Or like just being in any area where you're trapped in there with them and they seem to get in. And then like this is something that I don't know if people know about that have to deal with mosquitoes all the time, but like say you get bit or someone around you gets bit, and then you one lands on your arm and you like smack it, it has like the blood. And not to be like gross, but anyways, it's just a nuisance. And obviously Karina and I are all about keeping them because they're essential to our lives and our ecosystem.
They're pollinators. They're important. We wouldn't have chocolate without mosquitoes.
Are they? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're like one of the main pollinators of cacao trees. So.
And that, why don't we have more cacao trees in Florida? Just kidding. Well, I feel like mosquitoes in general, they're assholes. They ruin the party, and they are not, I mean, they're a part of Florida. We've accepted it, but we do not.
Yeah.
We do not support them other than the fact that for their ecosystem needs, for our ecosystem.
I will share the one tip that I feel like every Floridian inherently knows, but they don't know why they're doing it. If you get a bug bite, if you get a mosquito bite, you ever take your fingernail and press in and make an X, right? Like over it. So there's a reason that you are supposed to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I do it. I just thought it works, so I was just, like, doing it.
So itching a bug bite doesn't help. It actually, like,
makes
the itch worse. Yeah, exactly. It makes it worse. But very specifically, if you make, like, a deep enough imprint into your skin across a variable margin, X... So it causes enough mild pain and pressure that you interpret the itch signal for like a pain signal instead. And so like your body like responds to it differently.
Holy shit. That makes
that
makes science, right?
Because like basically itching is not enough of a pain signal, so it doesn't send the right messages to your brain.
Yeah. Well, I guess the itching is just like telling your body to like inherently like itch the area, but if it's pain, usually like you don't touch it. You don't want to go. So it's that's wild. Okay.
Yeah, it's a higher it interprets that signal, your brain, it's as a more important thing that it needs to deal with. So that's why it helps and it lasts longer, at least long enough, you know,
for it to like subside and like dissolve.
Or you can put like a cream on it or something if it's really bad. But
wow,
weird, right?
You learn.
Everyone just kind of does that. You just see someone do it and you're like, I'm doing that.
As a kid, I was just like, oh, this looks cool, let's just do it, it helps. And then it actually does. Wow, the science. Okay, so I have the second most, the second weirdest thing in my book is the fact that I am constantly fucking sweating every goddamn day of my life. And It doesn't. I mean, in the wintertime, maybe less. But the whole summer, the humidity, the heat. I can't go out. You can't go outside wearing like long sleeves for more than like a minute because you will be sweating. And I guess I'm an overly sweaty person, but it just aggravates that. And so for that, yeah. I don't enjoy sweating. I just wish, I wish for the days where the humidity is low, but most of the days in Florida, the humidity is high. So
yeah, I think that's accurate. I think that goes along with something on my list, which was just humidity. Sweating is yeah. essentially a symptom of humidity, and same thing like with your my hair.
Hair. Your hair, yes.
Is fucking ruined by humidity. The one thing that I at least can like have in my heart is that like humidity makes no exceptions and everyone's hair is fucking awful because of mm-hmm. it. So like that's
yep. one thing. Myself included.
Even if you have straight hair, there's nothing that can beat 100%
humidity. No, it's very frustrating if you go to an event or something, say a wedding or my nightmare, a beach wedding. Like even though it might have lower humidity at the beach, I don't know, because it's more like breezy, fucks right. up your hair right away. And it is stressful for me. Yeah. I am also one of those people that doesn't like to, I don't like convertibles. I don't like riding the car with the windows down at like moderate, like if you're going slow, okay. But fast speeds drives me nuts. My hair blows in my face and I sound like a little prissy bitch, but it's fine.
I hate it too. I don't get the appeal.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe if I had one of those old timey scarves, like they. Like
maybe I would movies. Love it if I was bald.
Yeah, I mean, it probably would be dope if you were bald. Yeah. It'd probably feel really good.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't when you have a full head of hair. Yeah. Yeah, so that's. Yeah, and yeah. with the hair thing, like going back to the sweat, and my hair gets. I get so sweaty. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Sweaty and greasy and humid, and then it's just like flares up your hair, and at least your skin is a little like not as dry in Florida, but
yeah, exactly. You don't have a dry skin problem, but you have the opposite.
Yeah. So yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Good one. Good one. That Thanks. Sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Thanks, Florida.
Thanks. Thanks.
So this one probably should have been first, but I just wrote this as like a stream of consciousness list. Mm-hmm. So my apologies, because I think this is probably the most like high key one, but it's the second one I wrote because I just hate mosquitoes that bad, I guess. But basically it would be the, you know, institutionalized, systematic oppression of people in the South, of all of, you know, minorities mm-hmm. and impoverished people. The South has a like structure, a like historical structure mm-hmm. that has been created over time from the very beginning to oppress people, and it sucks, and I hate it.
Yeah, I think I hate we can it too. All agree. Yeah, I have on my list. I have something similar. I have racists. They're everywhere.
Yeah, racists. It's true. Yeah. I mean, it's like
yeah.
It's like, you know, racists in themselves. We have a lot of ignorant
and also I guess
white people,
not that it's at any yeah another realm of like judgment that is thrown upon the South is like sexism too, and like a woman's yep. role. So I mean, obviously we're making our way towards better days, but it's
yeah, that's why I broadened it.
The fact that it still exists and a lot of people still hang on to it in small communities.
Yes.
That is the toughie, Florida, you know? Yeah. Can't we all yeah, just man. Get that's, along that's, and not
That's why I broadened it to oppression as a whole, because it's like,
yeah,
it is the poor. It is minorities. Mm-hmm. It is women. It is
it's rampant, all of rampant. The people. All of the people.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I just think, you know, you're just living a great, you're living your little happy life and you live in your little liberal bubble in a college town. And then some dude in a pickup truck has a giant Confederate flag mm-hmm. flying from it.
I know.
And you're like,
it's like,
why? Why are we here?
Let it go. Let it go. It's a piece of history, and that's their only argument, is that it's a part of history. But, you know,
yeah, like
well,
that's.
Yeah, but why?
It means nothing.
Yeah, it's.
First of all, you lost the war.
Exactly.
Your ancestors lost the war. You didn't fight in it. Boo-hoo.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, for me.
I'm gonna tell you.
For me, it's like, oh, we used to. Put leeches on our legions and like drain ourselves of blood, but we still don't do that. But we know it's a part of history.
I know,
but we don't continue doing that.
Well, we don't continue doing that
because it happened back then. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, and what it's basically a way to be like, it's just basically a way to just tout that you are a white supremacist, in my opinion. At this point, if you have the Confederate flag, you are incredibly stupid or incredibly malicious.
I think a lot of it has to do with like closed-mindedness and the fact that
mm-hmm.
it's closing off yourself to things that you don't understand or that you were not brought up. You were not taught, you were not exposed to, or you refused to listen. So, you know, I love that you bring this up because
it's
a part of life. And yes, I think we welcome like everyone to listen our podcasts, even though like we don't outwardly make like,
I'm not gonna turn it around and discriminate.
Exactly, but we are just advocates for like the good of people. I mean, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can fucking, like I said, put on my tinfoil hat and get on my fucking soapbox again and talk about how the people who are the most racist and exclusionary are also the people who are as equally taken advantage of as the system. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know what? It's a class war, guys. It's a fucking class war. We're all on the same team. Anyways.
Anyways, that sucks a lot. And we're living in the age of Florida, where it's not as bad as it used to be, but still bad some places. So let's all get together and work on that.
At least we have. What I'm happy about, like I talked about in the first episode, that like, we are diverse. I'm happy we're diverse.
Mm-hmm.
In case you didn't know, I used to live in Boston. I fucking said it like 6 times. But like, there was a lot of white people. Like, it was a striking, because of the way I grew up and the people that I grew mm-hmm. up with, it was very shocking to walk around and see like almost all white people, like almost all the time. I was just like, whoa, this is weird. So, you know, people grow up in a bubble over there, you know?
Yes.
At least down here,
yeah,
you're interacting with other cultures and maybe you're having positive experiences that change your perception. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like, I know that I'm not talking shit about my community at home, but there was definitely some issues that came up lately in just our community. And just, I don't want to get into that because it's something that is very sad. But just being so closed-minded and like not being exposed to like all of this stuff, I think everyone just needs to keep an open mind. And like, even when you get into like political conversations, if you choose to do so, you should listen. And even though you may not agree with whatever people are saying, I don't know how we got on this, but essentially, like, as Floridians, we need to like listen to each other. Obviously, we're not going to agree on everything, and people matter, you know.
Yeah, like, it's people matter.
People matter.
Totally.
That's all I have to say. Anyways.
Anyways, that's the worst part about Florida. That's literally the worst part about Florida.
Speaking of more terrible people. Now, I love old people. Now, I'm not generalizing. I'm saying that I think there's a big problem these days where people assume that the older generation, aka the boomers, don't care for our for the greater good, or they have like a stale view of younger people and the fact that we're living a certain way that they never did. But one thing that Florida like offers to a lot of these people is the fact that it is a summer haven, or a winter haven.
Yeah, a winter haven.
I'm sorry. And sometimes they're here all year. But these people, these older people, not all of them, like I said, I'm not hating on old people. Not all of the snowbirds are annoying or
it's, you know what?
But
it's a general, we're saying right now, hey, we're generalizing. It's cool. Hashtag not all old people. Whatever.
Not all.
Most old people, though.
Yes.
If you live in Florida, you encounter so many retirees.
Yes. And you can learn from them.
Yeah.
And you can also be very frustrated by them. And that is what I wanted to bring up, is the worst thing, one of the worst things, is the fact that snowbirds come down to Florida and they like to do things like not tip at a restaurant or drive really slow in the left lane or,
be racist.
So, sorry, snowbirds. I'm glad that you're stimulating our economy, but could you like stimulate the racism less?
I mean, there's a reason that the stereotypes exist.
Yes.
Because there's people who behave in that way. Yeah, I agree. The old people, definitely something about Florida that sucks. I would say that Florida would not be a swing state if we didn't have so many goddamn old people.
Yes. also, to like, I just thought of this, but for the good snowbirds and the good elderly people that live in our state, the shit that goes on and the fact that there is not enough good quality care for these elderly citizens is so bad. So you could go like, okay, there's asshole snowbirds, but there's also snowbirds that are getting like terrible care abuse, and it's not affordable to live. It's a whole dynamic that I like never thought of until I experienced it in my personal life. But knowing that it costs so much more to get better care is messed up. Like, everyone, all these elderly people should have the option, whether they are rich, whether they are poor, to have the best care. And it sucks. So, snowbirds.
Yeah, it's true. They maybe they would benefit from a little bit of social supports.
Yes.
Just
sprinkling that in there, right?
But no, it's true. It's like there's like an industry. There's like a weird like old person home industry in Florida, mm-hmm. and some of it's really corrupt and awful, and you always hear about anytime there's a hurricane or something.
Yep.
A bunch of people dying because they have inadequate resources. So
yes, for sure. Anyways,
forgot
that we're
segueing into hurricanes.
Oh,
is the
love
next
it.
Thing on my
that
list.
Was also on my list because
it's
a big
hurricanes
thing.
Are an awful natural disaster. They're awful. They are scary, obviously. They displace and kill a lot of people. They're a real ass natural disaster, and we get them we have a hurricane season, so that's very scary.
Yes.
It's weird because it's like so normalized at this point that like it's hard to be afraid of it until you like conceptualize it further. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you're like, oh, it's hurricane season. Everyone doesn't like freak out every hurricane season, but everyone does take it extremely seriously.
Absolutely. And the fact that we have to deal with it every year. A lot of other states, they do have seasons of fire and tornadoes, so I can understand from their perspective, but the hurricane season is just, it's months of knowing that a hurricane could show up and turn off or turn towards Florida. I mean, we had a hurricane a couple years ago, Irma, that kind of went through all of Florida. And
that was wild.
My specific community in the Keys was very, very close to getting hit directly. And thankfully, it didn't hit, like, my family, who was just too stubborn to leave.
So many are
a part of my family. Everybody yeah. else left. But just south, like, it just a matter of miles, like 20 miles, it hit south of them. And, like, that community was super just messed up, and the roads were covered in sand and debris, and it took like weeks and then probably more than 6 months to kind of get back to normal. So hurricanes are not the best. And for me, it's always interesting to think about how the hurricanes over history have shaped the Florida, and it's essentially the reason why Florida is shaped the way it is, because, like, it slowly is, like, carving out, you know,
yeah.
it's wild. It's carving out the peninsula.
Yeah, it's pushing in that curve.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really wild. It's really wild.
Yep. It's, yeah, so.
They're dangerous. They're weird.
They are weird, and everyone gets their supplies. But, yeah, and they have the hurricane parties.
Yeah.
The resiliency of a Floridian is a hurricane party.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So this is kind of in the weather scheme, but I have always had this, yes, it's a trade-off because this is a tropical environment, but we never get to have snow days, even though we have hurricane Aww. Days. So that's my next one, is like not having no winter. Well, I was going to say, we never get to build a snowman.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, yeah, it's like, it's basically, it just never gets cold enough. It never gets cold enough.
I've had frost. Know,
there's always going to be that one person who's like, it didn't snow in Florida in 1996 or whatever. But yeah. it will never snow enough to, like, really be, like, that sick pow bra. Like, it'll never be, like, snowboarding level.
Yeah, we're not going sledding. We're watching it melt after it falls at 5 minutes.
To the ground. Yeah, so... I agree. I you never get a white Christmas or, a snowy winter scene. It's most of the time Christmas is hot.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I don't want to completely, like, be like, oh, I'm so sad we don't have snow. But it's just that classic, like, Christmas winter feeling that everyone pretty much else in the country, except for Hawaii, gets to experience. So I think it's something that I can just be whiny about, even though if it does snow, it's big problems for a lot of things here because our climate is not meant for it. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true. I'm not trying to, like, be a bummer.
Go ahead. This is the bummer episode.
I'm going to try and be more like, I don't know, like, diplomatic, I guess. So many of this is like okay, so basically my next one is corrupt politicians.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay,
you know what, if you've listened to this podcast, you know my opinions.
Yes.
At this point, so I don't have to go into it too much, but I just feel like there's a lot of gerrymandering in Florida. There's not a lot of representation of, like, my biggest, like, oh god, so, like, the last election we had, the people voted to give back voting rights to convicted criminals, give back voting rights to ex-convicts or whatever, rehabilitated people from prison.
Yes.
The people of the state of Florida, everyone unanimously voted to give them back their voting rights.
Yeah, I voted for that.
It was across party fucking lines. It was across party lines because guess what? If you're Republican or if you're Democrat, it doesn't matter. You might know someone who was arrested once and now has no right to vote. And no one likes that. No one likes losing their rights, no matter what side of the aisle you are on. So, yeah, so that happened. We all voted for that. And the state government was, like, aggressively working to repeal that. Basically, like, no, fuck you guys.
That's fucked up.
We don't want you to all have what you collectively want. So that's just one little example that bothers me. But it's just difficult if you are, like, it's difficult to live in a red state. I mean, we're not it's not a full red state. It's technically a swing state, but
yeah,
you know, it's been going red. It went red last year.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I definitely.
So that's my that's my personal.
That's your little tidbit. Yeah, I mean,
that was me trying to be diplomatic. That was me being diplomatic.
Not to play. Okay, so I would say that across the board, I think no matter where you go, yes, more so in Florida, maybe a little bit, there's corruption in politics. And that is why I don't like politics necessarily. I am happy to advocate for like stuff I believe in, but
and let me say, corruption is not like a party.
No,
it's not like only Republicans are corrupt. That is not the case.
It's everywhere.
Politicians are awful.
Yes,
no matter what party they align with.
Well, I mean, I just thought of this, but
it sucks.
In our episode for Henry Flagler, like going way back then, he literally changed and paid off people to literally get a divorce from his crazy wife.
Just so he could get a divorce. It's that level of rich people fucking
like
old white guy privilege.
He paid off and, bribed people. Let's like and this is like before, I mean, it probably was way worse than it is now, but also still bad. So yeah, I love that. I love that tidbit. That's great. Yeah, Florida sucks.
Yeah, that's a difficult, it's difficult, you know, it's difficult, but hey, at least like you can feel like your vote counts, if they count it.
If they count it right. Swing
state. If they count it right, it's a swing state, so like, it's more exciting, I guess, to vote there if the, you know.
I definitely, it's definitely more exciting. I'd be, it'd kind of suck if I was not in a swing state, you know, if we were in a state where we
kind of would just feel like predetermined.
We, exactly. Like we aren't, our vote doesn't count, which shouldn't be like that. But you know what I mean? Like if you're one county in all of the state that is, you know.
Yeah, no, it would. So that keeps it interesting. But anyways, that's mine.
Well,
that's my last, that's my last a high key one.
And she steps off her pedestal. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm getting off. I'm getting off my soapbox.
No, it's fine. I'm just kidding. So it's great. I love that we have a podcast and we can talk whatever we want about it on it because it's it's ours. So I love it. So my next one. And now this one everyone can agree upon. The fact that our industry relies upon these people, but also they ruin it for everyone a lot of the times. But basically, tourists. Yeah. So tourists, we love them. We just wish they weren't idiots. And my family has a term for it. We call them torons because they're tourist morons.
That's cute.
Well, it's not cute when they fuck up trash natural resources and like touch coral reefs and think that they can
ride manatees
or feed you know wildlife when they're not supposed to run over wildlife with boats. Like, it's not cool, man. This is a no wake zone for a reason. So I'm not a fan of asshole tourists, also who don't tip. I really don't like people who don't tip.
You need to tip your service.
Yes, this is workers, a service. Okay? This is a service state. We have so many people working in all facets of the tourist industry, and if they do something that rewards tip, obviously Like, I don't know what doesn't. Like, Publix, you're not allowed to tip them.
Right. But Disney, you're not allowed
to tip them. Disney, you're not allowed to tip them. But if you're eating food at a restaurant and this person is working their ass off for you, you better give them a tip.
Tip by default. Tip by default, man.
Yep. And you give them a good tip. You don't give them 5% tip. Mm-mm.
No, no, no.
This is, I know how it is in other countries. They have it worked into their system so they don't tip. However,
yeah,
not in US and not in Florida. Like, you gotta tip people. Anyway, so also don't be an asshole. So, and don't come visit us and be an asshole if you're an asshole. Stay home.
Just stay home.
And follow and listen to and learn as much as you can about Florida, because if you are feeding bread to birds or something, like, that will fuck up their systems. Like, be here, I feel.
Yeah.
And if you decide to throw your trash on or leave your trash behind on the bank of a river, like, that's just going to end up in an animal's digestive system. So
it's going to end up killing a turtle. So we love our fucking turtles.
We love our manatees, our turtles, our dolphins, our sea otters. Like, we love it all. We don't like our mosquitoes, but we like all this. hate you, Taurus. You suck.
Yeah. That's good. My next one is kind of related to tourism. It's I-4.
I have a turnpike on mine.
Turnpike, I-4, I-75.
Roads.
The interstates, the roads in Florida are a mix of awful, dangerous, and confusing.
Absolutely. So. This is amazing because I believe the same thing. Also, riddled with drivers that are from out of state that don't know how to drive, or drivers that learned how to drive in Florida, and that for that they are terrible drivers.
Yes, yes, exactly. Aggressive drivers, potholes, incredibly confusing, signage. Winding interstates, signage. So dangerous. We did an episode about it. So many people have died on I-4.
Yes.
I mean, alone. And then not to mention I-75, I-95. I mean, it's awful. I don't know what is wrong with our... Well, we know what's wrong with I-4. Too many people are using it.
Yes.
And it doesn't... We don't have... There's not enough
lanes.
Infrastructure.
Also, it's cursed.
Also, it's cursed by ghosts. So
yeah.
So what can you do?
Refer back to our episode about it, please, if you don't know what we're talking about.
If you haven't heard that one.
So I guess this kind of goes for number 10. It goes in lieu of with this because we, as Floridians, know that when if you're at the bottom of Florida, if you're in South Florida, you gotta drive like 8 hours to get 8 hours plus, like 10 hours to get out of the state. And the fact that we have all these roads and everybody's driving around and going places, who knew? They're traveling, they're touring, you know. It's a long haul. And one of the worst things, I guess you could say that they're revamping some of them so they aren't as bad as they used to be, but still they're bad because it like all the people that are traveling go there. So like all the old people, the assholes, tourists, and even maybe the corrupt politicians, who knows. It's the rest stops along Florida's horrible highways. So if you've ever been at a Florida rest stop, there's like three things you'll know or see that you have there. You've got one of those, it's like a tower or like a, I don't know, display with probably every single pamphlet made to man from Florida. So you can get your maps for Disney before you get there. You've got at least either probably a Wendy's and a Dunkin' Donuts, and then some rando shit that probably will give you food poisoning. And like, I don't know about you, but like, I feel like I can pretty much only go to Wendy's. Like, the other ones sketch me out, or Dunkin', but you know, it's not a great choice.
No, you don't have good options. And then you just don't.
Three, you're going to see people that you never get to see, which is people that don't have good hygiene, or that they have a strange outfit on, people that aren't wearing shoes, people that look like they have probably killed someone in their lives.
Yeah, on the run. Dude, I have a horror story from a Florida rest stop. I was using the bathroom and some lady next to me like screamed and freaked out and was like, "Help, help!" Oh, like, "Someone stole my purse, someone stole my purse." What, and like, fuck? I was already in the stall using the bathroom. So I'm like, "Holy shit, holy
what
shit.
The fuck?"
And then like, I just waited, and like, she came out and was talking to someone. She was like, "Someone just reached over the top of the door and pulled it off and ran out."
Oh my God.
And they were like, "Oh," like, no one saw who it was, I guess. I was just like, "Holy shit." I like fucking booked it back to my
That's
car.
Good to know, man. That's why I always have the long
So don't
purses.
Hang your purse on that little high hook, because someone could reach over and grab it.
That's good to know. That reminds me of myself. I also have a horror story from bathrooms. So I guess maybe the rest stops are bad. The bathrooms, even worse.
Yes.
One time, I walked into a restroom, and I will never forget, I think it was at Turkey Lake on the Turnpike, that rest stop.
Of course. Now it's well-known exit.
I walk into the bathroom. I shit you not, a woman was walking out of the stall with her pants around her ankles. I saw her bare ass walking towards. I watched her walk. Like, I this like went really fast. So like, because I didn't know what to do, and I like really had to pee.
Oh my God!
And she walked over to like the diaper changing area, and she folded it down, and she started doing something on the diaper changing table. There wasn't a baby with her. Now this is like an older woman, like probably 50s or 60s. And okay, so I just like old, booked it to the bathroom and like started to pee. And then when I went back out, she was still there. I like
no pants,
no pants. I think she had pulled them up. I think she still pulled it. She had pulled them up or something. Okay. But I just remember that, and it is ingrained in my life forever.
Yeah, nightmares.
I have a video of a man like sticking his hand in his pants, though. I might have to post that on Instagram.
Oh, Jesus.
He's like literally his like face? No, it's the back of him, but he's literally itching his butthole probably.
Stop.
I don't know if we want
to
include
rest stops
that, but
are not fun. They're not fun. If you're driving by yourself, they're awful.
Yeah, I feel like this should be moved to the top now, but you know, it's fine. I think
yeah, this is in
this
no particular
speaks
order.
To a true Floridian experience.
Yeah, it really does. It really does.
Yep, there we are.
Wow, that's funny. My next one is a little bit more simplistic. It is sand.
Bro, I think I feel this in my heart, because I also do not love sand. Now, this sounds crazy to some people probably, because they're like, "What do you mean? You're from Florida? You don't love sand? You don't like beaches?" Now, I want to hear what you got to say about this cream.
Well, no. I mean, yeah, they don't know sand like we know sand.
Yeah, they don't know.
Sand.
They don't know how,
like, I don't know
how much of a pain it is.
It's coarse. And it gets everywhere.
Yes.
It's no, I mean, it's awful. It literally, it does get everywhere. And there's just this feeling of sand when you have it, and you're like, you rinsed off, and then there's still some on you, and you're like, ah, if it's on your, for me, like if it's on my feet, if it's like on my feet still, it's like, oh, it's the worst feeling, and I need to rinse my feet immediately. Mm-hmm. It gets in your clothes, it gets in your bag, it gets in your car, it gets in your house. I mean, it is
a nightmare.
It is everywhere.
Now, I agree with this. Now, there is something to be said about after, like, so you get to the beach, it's great, you're living your best life, you're diving in the waves, looking like a, like, at least I do, I like try to ride the waves like some sort of like seal. Because everybody, yes. So, you know what?
You body surf.
Yeah, I'm body surfing. I'm living my best life. And then the terror comes as soon as you have to go to the car. Now, you better be at a spot where there's, with the access to the beach, where it has a freaking, whatever it is, a shower wash off area. Because... Yeah. The worst feeling is having salt water and sand on you and you stuck on you. Can't shower or you can't get it off. And you have to sit in your car and you have to put a towel down on the seat so you don't soak the car.
Seat.
Yeah. So like, and then you're in sand all in your car. Oh, it's the worst feeling.
Yeah. I love sand at the beach. And the second I'm stepping off that beach, I need that sand to get away from me. I mean, even like sand in the woods. Like there's sand in other places just in Florida. And then you're like, I kicked it up into my shoe and now it's in my shoe.
Yes. You know? Oh, my God. Ugh. Yeah. Walking in flip-flops is not even a thing. Like you can't even do that. Like, have you ever tried? And then when the sand is really hot, you can't even walk through the sand. You have to wear your shoes, but then sprint. They fling the sand back up on your ass. Yes. Oh my God. And then how about this, when you go in the water and then you get out and the sand's hot, so you have to put your shoes on, and then you do that, but then your back's all wet, so then your sand flings up on your back. Oh,
it sticks to you. Yeah.
it's bad.
It's so bad. It's a struggle.
This is really difficult. This is Florida privilege for you.
Yeah, Florida problems.
Florida probs. I'm 100% for this terrible thing because I could live in a beach house, honestly. Like if I had a shower right at the back of my door and had the amazing like sunset, sunrise, depending on which coast.
I love an outdoor shower. I love an outdoor shower.
But it's just like you don't have access to that unless you're unless you're at a house.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Because that's the best feeling. Like showering, full ass showering after the beach. You're like, oh my God.
Absolutely.
So good.
All for it. That
was number 12.
Yes. That's a great segue because we're talking about the beach. We're talking about being outside. Now, one of the worst things about Florida is the fact that we have a lot of melanoma and skin cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And I am a big advocate for sunscreen. My family, some of our family members tan really well. Both my parents do. My brother and I, not so much. My sister, but not me and my brother. So I say this as one of the worst things because there is a stigmatism, but that is in your eye. There is a
stigma?
Stigma. Of brown being from Florida and the fact that you should be tan. And I do not like that. I'm so sorry. I feel attacked when I go to other states. They're like,
how are you from Florida?
Exactly. I can't tell you how many times someone has asked me, why are you not tan? You're from Florida. Like, oh, it's because I wear sunscreen, because if I didn't, I would have such bad skin damage that I would have to have part of my like face removed. So it's fine.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I think because being half Cuban, I have a little bit more melanin.
Yeah, you're lucky.
And I don't burn easily. I do use sunscreen because I care about my skin.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not trying to look old. So I do. And like the first time I had gotten, I like never get sunburned.
That's good.
I wear sunscreen and I tan well, melanin. To a degree, and the first time I got sunburned as an adult, I was in Costa Rica.
Oh, man.
And I got, like, sunburn on my back and, so sunburned.
It's the awkward.
And I was, like, I was with my friends who are both really fair-skinned. It was Jordan and Kayla.
Yeah, I guess.
Shout out. Really fair-skinned, and they were, like, laughing at me because I was so miserable. And they're, like, this is just something that happens. Yeah, to haven't us you all. Had this? And I was like, this is awful. I can't sleep. I can't move. I mean, I feel like I'm dying.
Yes, I guess so. Like melanoma, but also yeah, sunburns. God, they're so terrible. Like, please wear sunscreen. I tell everyone, even my friends, when I was growing up, everybody wanted to tan, and I would lay out there with my sunscreen on, because when I feel the wrath of a sunburn, it lasts for a couple weeks, and it obviously doesn't look great, and your skin starts peeling, and it's not fun. Mm-hmm. So if you're a tourist, please wear sunscreen, and I know that somebody from Iowa is going to come down to the Keys, and they're gonna just think they're fine, and then they come back with like a third degree burn. So
no matter what your skin tone, no matter what, you need sunscreen.
Yes,
you need it.
Yes,
or you'll get cancer.
Yes, and you might not even think, like, you might not even burn, but the fact that
you might not develop, burn, but you'll get the damage.
You'll develop damage over time slowly. So that's
that's
the tea on that.
Yep, that's the hot tip. No, that's a good one. Sunburn is real rough. It's it's really rough. Let's see. So a lot of these we had in common. So,
yeah, me too.
we've got 13, 14, and 15 left.
Yes.
I'm having a
me too.
I'm having a hard time because I think that this is already my whole list. Because we didn't each write 15 things. We each wrote 7 to 8 things, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Crossover. Do you have any extras that, because I don't have any, but I could try and think of some.
Yeah.
We only need 3 more. What do we hate about Florida, guys? It's so easy. It's so easy. I mean, pollen. You know. Pollen. Oh, I just yelled so loud. But pollen is it?
Pollen.
I'm going to have to edit that in.
It's okay. We can just, like, take out this whole part.
Pollen. Yes. Pollen. Is definitely number 13.
Yes.
Oak trees. There's a lot of oak trees in Florida. Gainesville, where we live, I have been told has the most tree per capita of any city in the country.
What?
Oh, no. Yeah, the most trees per person.
What the hell?
So we have so many trees. Yeah, because, I mean, that's something so nice about Gainesville.
That is amazing, but I would never have thought. I knew there's a lot.
I know.
But
it's because it's, yeah.
We're not even a national forest.
It's that perfect balance, though, that we have. We're a pretty populated city.
Yeah.
And somehow still have a ton of trees.
I see.
But those trees, twice a year, just
they rain down on us.
Yeah, they rain neon yellow goop. I mean, I think everyone in Florida has it happen to them because it's those oak trees that are across the state.
I'm laughing because I just said rain down on us, and I'm obsessed with the new Lady Gaga and Ariana song, and it's literally like rain down on me. It's like the pollen. The pollen is raining down on us, Gaga.
But it's true. Like, I have, like, dealt with allergies in a way that is so extreme. I mean, Rachel and I talk about this on the daily basis. Literally 2 days ago, she coached me through buying a neti pot at CVS when I was on the phone with her. I'm getting sinus headaches every day.
Is it getting better?
It is getting better.
Okay,
so,
you didn't even tell me how that went, so we'll have to talk about that after. But I am a true allergy sufferer, as Karina is, and people who have allergies are like, "Amen, bless, preach," because it sucks so bad. Something else that for non-allergy sufferers, you'll see the tiny little pollens all sprinkled around your yard, your porch, your car.
I mean, they cover your car,
so that is not fun. You have to wash your car, but I'm pretty sure everyone that experiences pollen, even outside of Florida, experiences that. But for some reason, I still
it's high key.
Yeah,
I think that people who didn't even, like, I've heard from people, like, I don't know if this is, if you already had allergies in the Keys, then then it's different. If you're,
I think it
have allergies,
it might have aggravated a little bit up here, but it still was
bad. Friends of mine who didn't even have allergies, like, living on the coast, never ever had allergies, moved to Florida. I mean, moved to Gainesville, allergy, like, suffering from allergies.
Yeah, the breeze does help a lot, but I mean, my mom and I both are very unfortunate in the fact that we have allergies, so.
Yeah, it's a hard knock life, those allergies.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of
pollen's good.
More.
I mean, I have one that you're not going to like because it's aggressive, and I know you want to be, like, inclusive, so I won't say it.
Okay.
Let me be inclusive to all kinds of people. I mean, I grew up in the country, so you know. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of something as well.
I mean, we can just talk about, this is political, but we can talk about our bad education system.
Absolutely. We said in
the state of Florida has an awful education system.
Yes, this is a great one. Honestly, though, we talked about how we learned in our classes in the best things about Florida is all about the ecosystems that surround us and drive our economy. And yeah, all of the nature within our communities. But seems to be the only thing that they teach us.
It's not, I would say that.
I mean, we can read.
I have a lot of friends who are teachers, so I'm not going to blame it on teachers at all.
No.
Because they're underfunded.
Exactly.
They're underpaid.
Yeah. Exactly.
The government has made it pretty clear that the education of our future generations is not a priority.
Yes.
And they don't have enough money or resources, and they don't pay teachers enough, so there's constantly a teacher shortage because no one wants to do it.
I bless the teachers because they're great, but I will say there is a huge percent of teachers that literally don't try at all, and that growing up,
yeah,
I had some teachers that were alcoholics, would drink at school, would have affairs with students.
That's happened to everyone quite a bit.
Yeah. There was some, I don't know, think there was drug use, but it's just like
it's because they're not shortage.
Yeah, and because people are not going to be paid enough, there aren't a lot of people willing to take on that very, very important role.
And if you are willing to do it,
You're getting underpaid.
You're a fucking rock
star. Yes.
Yeah.
And if you are one of those amazing teachers,
twice as much.
Yes, exactly. Like, there are some awesome, awesome teachers, but that fact that they aren't getting paid enough sucks. So thanks, Florida. You suck.
Yeah, dude. They get fucked by the system.
Exactly.
Dude. And oh my God, I could tell you horror stories that my friends have told me, but I won't.
Yeah.
But we need to support our educators.
Yes. This is very, very important stuff. And Florida needs to step up its game.
Yeah.
And exactly. Everywhere in America in general, but it's fine.
But it's fine.
It's fine because we survived, I guess, that. And it's just the fact that we need to get better.
I have a 15.
You got a 15? I'm ready.
Yeah. Florida man. Florida man is...
He's always
one of the worst things about Florida. Florida man is not a hero. He is a villain.
He also ruins our reputation. Like, everywhere you go, people are talking about Florida man. And generally, there are a lot of crazies in Florida. But the people that aren't bad crazy are here. But also the people who are good crazy are here, including Karina and I.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like... Florida man, the reason that Florida man exists is because of, like, our laws and rules about, like, public record and what the press has access to.
Yeah.
Yes. So, like, we have a pretty open public record, and if you get arrested, it the details of your crime available to the public very readily.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why.
Honestly,
the newspapers just like, there's people just scrolling through looking for crazy shit that people did.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, even though I love a good Florida man story, Florida woman story, it it hurts me because I can feel in these tiny towns where this stupid thing happens, like everybody's talking about it. And if this person maybe was not guilty in this crime or the fact that they were arrested, just like, I hate that.
It's so true.
Yeah. That system is shit.
They get arrested. Yeah. They'll put you, you're allowed to get that information for just having been arrested, not being convicted. So like, it's really easy to turn people who could be innocent or are all technically innocent until proven guilty into criminals. So Florida Man sucks. Fuck Florida Man.
Yes, he does.
We're all suck. Florida people.
Yes, we're Florida people, and we deserve better.
We deserve better than him.
Yes,
he's not the hero we deserve. Maybe he's the hero we deserve.
He's the hero we laugh at, so.
Yeah.
I do, I do want to say, like, it's just not, it's great. Like, of course, now I'm like, oh, I feel bad for the people that, like, get posted these crazy things. Some of them, like, okay.
I mean, I do. It's okay to have, like, you know, it's good to have empathy and, like, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. Exactly. And people do stupid things, and your criminal record, it doesn't, like, I mean, hello, like we were talking about, people, everyone deserves the right to vote, no matter what you've done. It's a human fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Anywho. Speaking of that, to wrap
that
Florida.
Was 30 things. That was technically 30 things over two episodes that we love and hate about our state. Oh,
the good, the bad, and the ugly of Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that was fun for us. I think that, you know, it's nice to just be able to do, like, a low-key episode and, like, celebrate that we've done so many.
Yes.
So, you know.
It's like it's a cultural celebration, too. It feels like we've just laid out all of our feelings about Florida.
Yeah. And I really would love to hear, like, there's definitely stuff we didn't think of.
Yes, for sure.
Go to our Instagram story and tell us what you love and hate. And if there's something, like, really good that we totally forgot, like, oh, my God, you know, I would love to read that stuff. Because it's just nice to be, like, you know, it's that community.
Yes.
We're all in it. We're all in it together.
Yes. And we love to chat. We love to hear from people. And speaking of hearing from people, I'm going to plug this again. Yet again. But please, please, please go on Apple Podcasts. It's annoying. I know. Because if you listen on Spotify like me, I'm not trying to say they're better. One's better than the other. But anyways. Go on Apple Podcasts. Please rate our podcast. Please leave us a review. It looks good on all levels of
the charts.
The charts. Yeah, we're up on the charts, y'all. But
or Stitcher. People look at Stitcher. You know, if you use that as your main resource, you can leave us a review on there.
Anywhere.
We just like to read them. And, you know, if you have an idea for an episode, you can message us.
Or email us.
Email us at peninsulaobscura@gmail.com. But,
check out our website. Check out our Instagram. Check out our TikTok. Just kidding. We don't have TikTok.
But not yet.
Not yet. Oh.
No, I'm not going to get a TikTok. I have no ideas. I only have Animal Crossing ideas for TikTok. Like, I always get Animal Crossing TikTok ideas.
Yeah, I don't have any other than, like, oh, the people are doing dances, so we could do a Florida Man dance.
Yeah, you can dance.
Yeah but I'm don't wanna.
I can't.
It's just so, it's too normalized.
It's too normalized. You're like, I'm too good for that.
No, I don't like, I just it's am okay. not, I haven't jumped on the bandwagon yet, so it's fine. Anyways, thank you for listening.
That's it. Okay. Stop listening now.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
What did I do? What is that?
All the music for our podcast is provided by The Murmurs and their album Get Swell Soon. You can listen to The Murmurs on Spotify or find them on their Bandcamp page.
If you're interested in learning more about us, you can visit our website at peninsulaobscura.com and check out our Instagram at peninsulaobscura. You can listen to our podcast on most platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts.